You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's program on the web in the UK, www.andrewcarringtonhitchcock.com. What an elaborate site. Had a number of guests every day. There's a new show for you to listen to. And don't forget, we have a new video up on, on YouTube. And I think you'll find that one to be fascinating. More to come. And that's the deadly experiment. Don't forget our chat room, deadlyexperiment.chatango.com. And before I go to our first call, ladies and gentlemen, I have to bring this up. As a matter of fact, going back a number of years, Jim, when I first sort of got started doing talk radio in Fall River, Massachusetts, we were handed, you know, a copy of the libel laws. Because of the very nature of doing a, you know, very nature of doing a talk show, you always face that chance or possibility that some caller will say something or somebody will call, and then you would be held accountable for a libel situation. And, you know, obviously the libel laws have changed somewhat, but not much over the years. And one of the things, for instance, that we knew there was a differentiation between making a statement that was an opinion about somebody who's, for instance, a public official. And that's the most difficult of all to deal with when you're dealing with a libel case, obviously. But between that statement, one of opinion versus a statement that is considered a false fact statement. So if I were to say that Jim Fetzer, ladies and gentlemen, it has just been learned he is a member of the Communist Party of Wisconsin, that could be a libelous situation, we were told. If I just said Jim Fetzer is a communist or he sounds like one, that would be an opinion. So that would be just one small example of the overall broad picture of what is considered to be libel today. And I just wanted to mention that from my own background, going back about 34, 36 years ago. But we have some calls and would like to speak to Jim.
Rick, just elaborate on that point. When you're dealing with a public figure, the standard for bringing a lawsuit for defamation is much higher. It has to entail actual malice. You have
That's
to
what
know
I said,
that
yeah.
and yet be deliberately affirming in order to deceive an intended target audience about the facts. I'm a public figure. Lenny Posner is a public figure. I've never made any affirmation in any of this case for which I did not have evidence or clearly demarcated it as an opinion. Right. So no, you're completely right about the general situation. It would be very difficult for him to bring this case, but he's doing it, I'm confident, as a matter of public relation. This is a publicity stunt to further propaganda objectives of the deep state.
Well, and then also implies, Jim, that he's confident, just like the ADL has been confident and the Israeli government, that they can pretty much do whatever it is they want because of the fact that they have the media under their control. were it not for that fact and the consolidation in all major media today in the hands of a few families, then they would be running a little bit more nervous about pulling such a stunt. And I think that is the paramount point in all of these programs that has to be made, you see?
And what could be more stunning confirmation than you have an Associated Press reporter with whom I just spoke, just outlined about the book that we have 13 contributors, including 6 current or retired PhD professors, who nevertheless moments later puts out a story saying that we authored a book when it was an edited book with 13 contributors. Fake news. They just seldom get nailed like this because people don't contemplate recording their conversation. But I knew this was so likely to be distorted that I needed to keep a record.
If I were teaching a journalism class today, I'd give my students a question. Now, do you think this is just typical media incompetence, or do you think this is a deliberate slant? I wonder what the answer would be. You know, I think in many cases today, the students in schools and general schools are a little bit sharper in some instances, amazingly, than their parents and elders. Unfortunately, that is the case. But fortunately, some are opening their eyes to a very high extent, and that shows perception. That's good. All right, folks, our number is 800-313-9443. Of course, first up is Chris from Las Vegas, speaking of areas of false flag attacks. Hello, Chris. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, Dr. Jim and Rick, everybody listening on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My fellow Gore Vidalian conspiracy analyst, Dr. Fetzer, it's recently been revealed in this Las Vegas fake false flag event, crisis event managed production, that the apparently Paddock and his girlfriend, the Filipino, were both employees of the FBI. And so that creates a whole myriad of concerns of manifest conflicts of interest in the whole fake scenario, do you think?
Yeah, well, you know,
I'm going to ask you. Well, do you really think that's a conflict of interest, Jim? Now, come on.
One of the reports we have from Las Vegas was that the FBI was taking the videos and photographs that were digital from the cameras of people who were there and wiping them clean. What could be more obvious? The coroner of Clark County actually shut down his office because he was being besieged with requests for death certificates and autopsy reports, and he didn't have any. When under a Freedom of Information Act request, he was required to produce them. He went on a search worldwide. He got 6 different medical examiners to contribute autopsy reports, and he wiped off the file number and the names and claimed these were victims of the Las Vegas shooting. How blatant can you get?
Well, I did appreciate your pointing out that they had a stockpile of cadavers staged for distribution to the so-called pretextual shooting sites of crisis event managed productions and live shooter scenarios, they call them, at the Hard Rock Hotel, where prior to there had been many ambulances supported there. No activity.
I think you're thinking about Hooters, where IntelliHub thought
Maybe I got the wrong one. Maybe there was Hooters instead of Hard Rock.
Yeah, listen, IntelliHub thought they had a massacre within the massacre because there were 17 ambulances pulled up in front of Hooters. They didn't realize they had footage from inside Hooters where you had a whole lot of board crisis actors, each with their own sheet, waiting their turn to be taken out on a stretcher as another victim of the Las Vegas shooter. I mean, it's absurd. It's a comedy. It's a joke. Las Vegas was a movie. They had a pre-recorded soundtrack, very high quality of machine gun firing with some military weapon firing, coordinated with special visual effects. In the middle of the hotel on the 4th floor, they had flashing lights to simulate a machine gun. Higher up, they had 3 light blasts to simulate American military weapons, which fire in 3-shot bursts. They had been recruiting for crisis actors to seed the crowd 15 days in advance by crowds on demand and outfit out of L.A. The whole thing was totally fraudulent.
Well, Dr. Dim, I can't find in searching my database and my 67-year-old memory any evidence of hardly anything, even going back to Waco and Ruby Ridge, the guy flying the plane into the IRS place down in Texas. Yep. I mean, they just are no real crises that have not had FBI or other state-sponsored government terrorism involved in the production of them with some drugged-out mental ill individual being set up to be the patsy and take the blame for it that's under their care.
Let me give you an illustration because you're 100% correct. There are over 5 million AR-15s in the United States. Five of them have been claimed to have been involved in these events, and they were used in these staged events like Parkland, like Sandy Hook, like the Orlando. I mean, the only events using AR-15s are these staged or fabricated events. It's insulting. This is to promote the Democratic gun control agenda. They want to disarm the country. As common sense show, Dave Hodges has observed, in the 20th century, there were 19 democides, all of which were preceded by gun confiscation. That's the case of wiping out the population, millions of people. They want to make the United States number 20.
Exactly.
Well, and going, this is really kind of a critical one, Dr. Fetzer. And the Eric Holder, the gun smuggling routine they had, this goes back in the Bush deal, and they had a shooting down on a lake in Texas, in the Mexican border. A woman with her wife was shot there from across the border in Mexico, and that was really the first that we know collateral damage, besides Ramos and Campion, perhaps, that had to do with the running guns program of the government to arm terrorists and narcanistas to give the illusion, strike up fear and monger it here in America, that the crazy terrorists were going to be coming over the border when we're arming in these nuts.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. It was Fast and Furious was the name of the op. Listen, the Sandy Hook thing was Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Daniel Malloy, Connecticut State Police, Newtown School Board, Crisis Actor Operation. They were all handsomely reimbursed. The 26 families, as I may have already mentioned, split between $27 and $130 million donated by sympathetic but gullible Americans in the false belief that they'd actually lost children at Sandy Hook, where we've been able to prove that all the children were fictions made out of photographs of older children when they were younger. In fact, Mona Alexis Presley believes some of the parents used photographs of themselves when they were children. It was an elaborate scam. And as Rick was pointing out, this is theft by deception. So that these news sites that are all promoting and attacking those of us who want to reveal the truth are actually becoming accessories after the fact to theft by deception and fraud on the American people. And positive been perpetrating a fraud on
Chris,
the court.
Before you, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Jim, but before you leave, Chris, there's a friend, a caller, who wants you to stay on the phone line after you are off this program. So stay on, hang on, because Sam...
I will do. I got one last thing.
All right.
Dr. Fetzer, I think the biggest fraud on the American people currently in play is the mule liar in best litigation of the Russian
hoax. He was there at Sandy Hoax. He was FBI director.
Oh, absolutely. And he's obtaining money under false pretenses. That's felony criminal conversion of American people's money to his own self-interest and others in his entourage.
I'm so happy you brought that up. I know, Jim, you have comments on that. But Mueller came in right around the time of 9/11. He's also there when Sandy Hook took place. He has a first-hand working knowledge of the corruption of the FBI, and he is special counsel for the Watergate, Russiagate probe. This is just a total outrage.
Well, there was
a coincidence.
There was no Russian hacking. It was downvoted right at the server by Seth Richard, appears, who was the IT guy, a Bernie Sanders supporter, for the DNC was disillusioned by their sabotaging Bernie's campaign, where they assigned 13 primary victories to Hillary that Bernie had actually won. He was aided in the downvoting by Kim.com, who's a familiar internet personality. It appears to have been transferred to Julian Assange by way of Craig Murray, who's a UK ambassador to Uzbekistan. Both Craig Murray and Julian Assange have indicated they know the source, and he was not Russian. In fact, Seth Rich appears to have been killed in the street, and I suspect it was John Podesta who directed he be shot. He wound up in the Washington Medical Center, where he was going to recover relatively effortlessly from three wounds, one in and out and one in, where they did some dissection of intestines and so forth. He was transferred to the ICU when law enforcement officers swarmed and cut off his treatment. We have a report from a fourth-year surgical resident about all of this. He says he can't claim with 100% certainty that he was allowed to die, but it would certainly look odd. Well, I can claim with 100% certainty that's exactly what was going on. We have a brilliant book by Greg Jarrett entitled The Russia Hoax that documents the whole thing. Hillary Clinton, the DNC, the Department of Justice, and the FBI, key players, were all involved in this subterfuge. It had no foundation. They use this manufactured dossier to justify a FISA warrant. The whole appointment of Mueller was improper because there was no specific crime that was specified. But plus, Rod Rosenstein had written the memorandum to justify firing James Comey as director of the FBI, which meant he would be a crucial witness in a Mueller probe of obstruction of justice, where that was a key event. The whole thing was totally improper, and as Rick has been emphasizing, Mueller was appointed director of FBI before 9/11 in order to cover it up. He was there over Sandy Hook. He came out after the Boston bombing, and I dare say it looks to me very suspicious that he was involved with Whitey Bulger as an informant, where Whitey was telling him about crimes committed by other mobs in Boston. Mueller took out the other mob activities and allowed Whitey to expand his op. Whitey wanted to talk about his collusion with Mueller. So it appears to me Mueller had him transferred to another facility completely needlessly, where he was murdered before he was even properly processed. That required inside information of the kind that Mueller, as a former director, would have possessed.
It's just all too surreal. It's incredible. But this guy, Mueller, is, you know, everything that you've been told about J. Edgar Hoover and more, and J. Edgar Hoover would never have gotten away with this kind of stuff. This is a just total political intel, CIA, FBI, Mossad operation. These guys are corrupt beyond anybody's imagination. As you've just pointed out, Jim and Chris, it defies any logic that we should even allow it to happen. But again, it goes back to who controls the media. There are no independent reporters today. There are no independent editors today in all of your major newspapers and all of your major electronic media. Don Hewitt was part of that. You know, he's been dead since 2009. And when Hewitt was approached 60 Minutes about 9/11, he said, it's too big. We can't deal with it. We can't deal with the facts. You know, I mean, we can't deal with the facts about 9/11. We will not follow it. You know, so there you go. It's in your face.
Jim, Rick mentioned Rob the Rat Rosenstein. It's obvious to me, and I suspect to you and other conspiracy analysts, that Rob the Rat Rosenstein, whenever he wrote the letter to fire Comey, had grandiose delusions of sugar plums dancing in his head that he was going to take the place and become the J. Edgar Hoover of this administration. And he was lustfully waiting for that, but it fell short. And so that increased his retaliation and class-based animus against the Trump administration.
I think that's highly probable, and you may or may not have noticed that Trump retweeted the image of a whole bunch of figures behind bars, including James Comey, Robert Mueller, Hillary, and Bill Clinton, but also James Comey. So I think you're spot on. And also Rod Rosenstein. So I think you're spot on.
Now stay on the line, Chris, okay? And Sam will pick
up. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. We got a break. We'll come back with all of our other callers in just about 3 minutes. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run. Because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're back. Rick Adams Uncensored here on Republic Broadcasting. Continue, please, to pray for and support this network. I'm going to go to the phone again. Now we have a caller, Barbara from Florida. Is that Barb? Hello, welcome.
Yeah, hi, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hi, Rick and Dr. Fetzer. I wanted to ask Dr. Fetzer, how about a petition to this judge there in Virginia regarding this Fields? I read where he had been, he was being accused of murder, and, you know, I've read Dr. Fetzer's work on this, and, you know, it just doesn't even make sense. And this has happened before, you know, McVeigh, on and on and on, all these characters throughout our history we've seen, you know, punished for something they weren't even guilty of.
You're 100% correct. I mean, go back to Lee Harvey Oswald, Sirhan Sirhan, James Earl Ray. We have the Saranoff brothers. We have, you know, all this fabricated nonsense. And the fact of the matter is, he's not only on trial for murder, he's been convicted already, in spite of the fact that there's a mountain of proof he didn't do it. He wasn't even driving the car. So I have contact with a prosecuting attorney who turns out to be the Commonwealth's attorney for Charlottesville, and I'm stunned, absolutely stunned. He didn't call for a research, because the prosecution in a case like this has the burden of ensuring that justice is done and that no innocent man is unjustly convicted when he was actually the perpetrator of the unjust conviction of a provably innocent man. He wasn't even driving the car.
Yeah, well, you had that corrupt governor there, McAuliffe, and supposedly a terrible mayor there in Charlottesville. So, you know,
everything's back again. Yeah, there's a new governor, I take it, now in place. We'll see how this plays out, but I've already submitted a formal complaint to the bar of the Commonwealth of Virginia for dereliction of duty, improper prosecution against the Commonwealth's attorney of Charlottesville. So we'll see what happens. Rick has observed that I brought such a charge in the California bar against Judy Clark, who grossly abused her role while she formally pled Zocher Saranoff not guilty in her opening statement. She said they did it, but not requiring the state to prove its case, which it could not have done because, as I've observed, the backpacks don't match. I mean, it's obvious they had nothing to do with it. It was totally fabricated. They used amputee actors and fake blood. I mean, it's embarrassingly bad. And I have whole books about this. I'm sending the Charlottesville prosecutor a copy of the book, Political Theater in Charlottesville, so he can, at his leisure, read the evidence that he's completely ignored in this case.
Yeah. Well, how about the judge? Can we send a petition to the judge?
I think at this point it's going to require to the appeals court, and I'm going to draft an appeal to the appeals court to appear as an amicus curiae, a friend of the court. John Remington Graham did that with the First Circuit in the case of Zocher. I'm going to do that in the case of James Fields. And I, you know, if I am fortunate, they might accept the appeal, but the evidence is so clear cut and compelling. It's going to be a grotesque miscarriage of justice if this man is sent forward. In fact, it should be obvious he had a defense based on mental defect or incapacity because he's been diagnosed as a schizophrenic. It appears the defense didn't even put up a modest effort to protect him from the law, not even a modest effort, when the ethics of the legal profession require you give a zealous defense, every possible argument you can on behalf of the plaintiff. That does not appear to me to have happened here.
Okay. All right, Barb, thank you for your call.
Okay.
I'm going to go now to Michael in New York is next. Hello, Michael. You're on the program with Jim Fetzer.
Yes, good afternoon, Rick and Jim. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for all your efforts in getting the truth out to us. It's just definitely very refreshing because we know the mainstream media is the enemy of the American people and the major propaganda machine of the takeover of our republic. And trying to silently slip us off into the dark with a one-world United Nations government full control and enslave us without even knowing we're being enslaved. So if it wasn't for you guys, we'd be much more in the dark than we currently are. And I just want to verify what Jim was saying, that, you know, it's all false flags to take our guns. The bottom line to it all is the attempt to confiscate our guns because they have to disarm us in order to really pull this off, as you guys have been saying. I just like to refresh everybody's memories to verify that this is exactly what they're up to when they admit it themselves. And here's an example right here.
Liberal will be all about socializing. Will be about basically taking over and the government running all of your companies.
That's from Maxine Dirty Waters, obvious traitor. But let's get it right from Barry Satoro, the commie wussy Kent boy from Kenya.
Good evening, everybody. It is an honor to be here at my last, and perhaps the last, White House correspondent. Thank you. all look great. The end of the republic has never looked better.
Great applause by the traitors there attending that.
Well, you know, I have to interject here. You know, since last Friday night when George Herbert Walker Bush met his demise, I have to say that even I was amazed at the kind of glorification they have given him in the past 6 days. It was an absolute disgrace and an utter shame. But again, more testimony to what we just said. Thank you, Michael. Thanks for your call. We'll come right back with Jim Fetcher.
God bless you, gentlemen.
Call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jim, you know, I was just saying before the break, words cannot express my angst at the media corruption level that is so blatant now, so incredibly in your face. And you know what? It said that in a recent poll that was conducted, not even 21% of the American viewership of television say they have confidence in their evening news or anything that's being given to them. In other words, it was a total, complete rejectionism of the media, and yet they still persist because, obviously, the big families are enriched. They have money. The media families, the moguls that run it, can continue to pay out checks to anchors and reporters and people in the field to just simply, you know, fake the news or distort the news. And the most of all, I think, is the most onerous, is just simply omitting the news. And that's why I always tell people I have to put up with it for a few minutes at night. I watch the evening propaganda as much as I can stand, simply to find out what they're not telling me, not what they're claiming to be the case. And that's pretty sad. But, you know, it was always that way, never quite as bad. In the 1930s and 40s, the, you know, the war years, the lying that went on, the disinformation, the 50s, the anti-communist era, and how the media were working hand in glove with the communists and so forth. In the 60s, the SDS, the riots, the revolution, COINTELPRO, you know, and any number of these venues. It's just incredible how, if there were an honest media, what a difference the American public would have been entreated to. You know, would have been no more wars, no more wars for the bank or gangster criminal elite. They would have sent their kids to Canada if they had to, but they just would not have continued in supporting this military, industrial, media, political syndrome, the MIMP syndrome, you know? It's just an outrage. I can't speak about it enough, Jim, you know.
Rick, let me say a few words about George Herbert Walker Bush. I mean, he had a nice demeanor, but he was a monster. I mean, that's part of his
terrible
success.
Horrible.
Now, let me substantiate. He was a pedophile. If you read Kathy O'Brien's Transformation of America, her daughter had her virginity taken by George Herbert Walker Bush when she was a child. I mean, 4 years old, 6 years, years old. It's disgusting and repulsive. There's a book on the Bush crime family by Roger Stone and St. John Hunt, who, of course, was the son of E. Howard Hunt, where E. Howard confessed to St. John, whom I know personally, that the chain of command in the assassination of JFK ran from LBJ to the head of the Western through William Harvey to David Morales Sanchez in Dealey Plaza and down to the shooters and coordinators. I was perhaps the first to identify a photograph of George Herbert Walker Bush outside the book depository. That day, he was arrested coming out of the Dow Tax building. He identified himself as an independent Houston oilman, which was his cover, working for the CIA. He coordinated a hit team in the Dow Tax. The shooter was an anti-Castro Cuban by the name of Nestor Tony Escadro. He was using a Mannlicher Carcano to fire three shots. These were the only unsilent shots fired in Dealey Plaza to create the acoustical impression that only three shots had been fired. He met with Ed Lansdale, who's been identified as walking past the three tramps when they were arrested and who appeared to me to have been fallback patsies, where I got to know the third of the three, Chauncey Marvin Holt, sometimes misidentified as E. Howard Hunt, but it was Chauncey Marvin Holt who actually was, as a contract agent for the CIA, instructed by his handler, Philip Twombly, to prepare 15 sets of Ford Secret Service credentials for use in and around Dealey Plaza. Bush also coordinated the Bay of Pigs invasion. It was codenamed Operation Zapata. That was the name of the Bush oil drilling concern. I believe had it been a success, they would have had the concession to drill all over the Caribbean basin. Two of the ships were rechristened right before the invasion, one Barbara, one Houston, just as he named his plane after his wife during World War II, and where he was instrumental in the attack on Ronald Reagan. Reagan wasn't shot by Hinckley, where the Hinckley family were actually friends with, I believe it was the Neil Bush family. They were having dinner together that evening. He was shot by a Secret Service agent using a flechette when he pushed Reagan into the vehicle. The message was, let George do it. And after Reagan was shot, he got the message and let George H.W. Bush basically run the country. I have a whole book about this, JFK, Who, How, and Why, from moonrockbooks.com. And let me say, Rick, I mean, it's absolutely stunning what we have here, this glorification of a complete monster. It's like the deification of Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, who's actually a man with breast implants. I mean, the whole story of Michelle Obama is shocking. And this may be the leading candidate for the Democratic nomination in 2020. She has a package most women do not have. Bill and Hillary Clinton, Barack and Michelle Obama, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush, monsters, traitors to the United States. When will we learn?
Well, this is, you know, the equivalent of the days of Caligula, you know, in Rome, I believe. And this is what we get. We get what we have coming. And these leaders are absolutely worthy of the death penalty. I would, like I said, you know, I remember the St. Valentine's Day massacre, and I'd like to be the guy to pull that trigger. It's just an amazing thing when a guy can live to 94, Henry Kissinger at 98 or whatever, and do all of the evil they have done and then be called good. Good men, just men, righteous men. You know, this is calling evil good and good evil, and that is a real big major no-no in my book.
If it weren't for the infiltration by the media, of the media by the CIA beginning in the 1950s, which was so successful that by 1975, William Colby, then its director, could testify to Congress that the agency owned everyone of any significance in the media. Closely followed in 1977 by Carl Bernstein's article in Rolling Stone, the CIA and the media, where he reported that high officials of the agency boasted that their greatest successes had been with Time Life, the New York Times, and CBS. Where in that era, as you know well, Rick, if you controlled Time Life, the New York Times, and CBS, you had a lock on the dissemination of news in the United States. It's only grown worse. This is why the alternative media has become such a threat. They're no longer able to control the narrative. In fact, Preston James has a brilliant book called The New Gutenberg Press that we have recently published at moonrockbooks.com about why the alternative media is such a threat and why the deep state is having to do everything it can to suppress it, and taking, for example, as a very personal case, taking off all of my YouTubes about Sandy Hook, they can, where I've had to archive them in secure sites like BitChute and 153news.net, and taking out my old blog at jamesfetzer.blogspot.com and my Facebook page. Rick, we're getting too much truth out there, and I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to share some of our discoveries and research with you here on RBN.
Thank God. It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. You know, you cannot contain the truth forever. And that is one thing that these little satanic figures fear most of all is light, because they live in darkness, you see. All right, let's go back to the phones. We have Andy in Texas first up. And Andy, you're on the program with Jim Fetzer.
Well, hey, it's just a privilege to talk to Mr. Fetzer and you, Rick Adams. I look forward to Saturday shows. I mean, you guys just put it out there. Rick, you're no holds bar. I like it. Having said that, I want to ask Mr. Fetzer here, after all of this stuff that all these people have done, this entire false flag narrative that we've got going on with all these false flags, and it's obvious they've even been blatant and let us know that they were false flags because they're blatant and they're arrogant. But with all of this, have they accomplished what they're looking for, which I have an obvious answer to that, and what they are looking for, are they just going to continue to do this? Is this an ongoing thing that we're going to continue to see? Are we going to continue to see these false flags take our guns? Are we going to continue to see dead people that killed a ton of people be paraded around? I mean, is this an ongoing thing, or are we at the turn where people are waking up, Mr. Fester?
Right. Okay.
Well, I hope we're at the turning point. Dave Hodges has observed on the Common Sense Show that there are two concurrent attacks going on here. One on freedom of speech by suppressing the alternative media so we can't get the word out to explain what's going on, including that all of these promotions, all these staged events to promote gun control are intended to disarm the American people so that we can be rounded up and put in these FEMA camps. I mean, they've created hundreds of FEMA camps for what conceivable reason other than to incarcerate Americans as dissidents because they won't buy the official narratives being propagated by the government. And it has to be a simultaneous attack, because those of us in the alternative media are explaining what's really going on, that none of these shootings are real, not Sandy Hook, that the Boston bombing was fake, San Bernardino was phony, Charlottesville was a fraud, Las Vegas fake, Parkland. I have books already on most of these at moonrockbooks.com where you can go to find out what really happened. And Rick, I just want to say on this occasion, when we're well into December, just past my birthday, which was the 6th, coincidentally, these books make fantastic Christmas presents. Think if you have any friend or relative with a remotely open mind, go to moonrockbooks.com and think about it as a possible, because they're fantastic. Think of this as your conspiracy catalog, a library of research about what really happened. My opinion is the American people are entitled to know the truth about their own history. And they're certainly not getting it from their government or the mainstream media.
I'll second that.
Well, I certainly respect both of you. And thank you, Jim, for all that you do. And I don't know, do you know what's the gentleman's name that's been sued? He brought out Sandy Hook first. What was his name?
Are you talking about Wolfgang Halbig?
Yes, exactly. I had a feel for that guy, man.
Wolfgang and I traveled to Newtown together. We actually spoke before the Newtown Board of Education. We were allowed 3 minutes to speak. We knew they wouldn't answer any questions, but I asked them when I spoke second after Wolfgang, when did they notify the parents that their children were attending school in a toxic waste dump? The school had been abandoned in 2008 because it was loaded with asbestos and other biohazards, had been damaged by hurricanes. It was unsuitable for student occupancy. In fact, you can tell from an aerial photograph, the whole thing was a scam, because when you look down on the parking lot, there's none of the familiar blue and white signage, none of the handicapped parking required by the Americans for Disability Act laws in 2012. That means the school wasn't even possible, eligible to be legally operating school, because it was in violation. You have photographs of exits and entrances that no wheelchair could navigate. One's a wooden exit at the side of the building, a little flimsy wooden thing, and there's a piece of pipe sticking out that could pop the eye of a little kid. We did a very thorough inventory inside and out of the building. It was in deplorable condition, moss, weeds, cracks, water stains, all that. They were using it for storage. You can find a comprehensive overview on BitChute at Sandy Hook Update. Tracy loses, Wolfgang wins, the deep state strikes back. If you want an overview about Sandy Hook, including how they fabricated the kids out of photographs of older kids when they were younger, and one of Wolfgang's many photographs of the Sandy Hook girls all grown up looking real cute and perky and very, very much alive.
Thank you, sir. Andy, we've got to move along. I appreciate your accolades as well. Susie in Arkansas is up next. Hello, Susie.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes, ma'am.
You two are a pair, I must say. You're just great. I just have a little piece of information. You might just find it interesting. When I listen to these shows, I have to listen on the telephone.
Sure.
And for, several weeks now, it reaches to, I'm cut off 6 and 7 times sometimes in an hour. Cut off. And then I got to dial
back. You're disconnected? You just cut off?
I've been disconnected 5 times on this call in the last hour.
Yeah, they're running all kinds of interference. Your experience is absolutely authentic. They don't want the American people to hear the truth, much less read it or view it on any of these videos or in any of these books. Yeah, you have to go out of your way and be very persistent to learn the truth, because the government doesn't want you to know the truth. It's too revealing of the government's modus operandi, and that's what they fear most. the public becoming aware of the methods they use to deceive the public, because then they lose their vitality and efficacy.
Yes, and it's interesting. The two networks that I listen to that get cut off, then there's a couple of others I listen to on a fairly regular basis, and they never get cut off.
I've had my share of problems. Many of the people have been attacked. We've had economic
attacks. One of them is RBN, and the other one is rents.
Sure. I mean, it's out of control. I mean, I've been targeted. We've been targeted. Jim's been targeted. Dr. K shut down his website now. There's no disinformation.com. He's had his economic boycotts. He can't earn a living. You know, we're being attacked in a variety of ways, you see. It's not just killing people or assassinating them.
I know.
It's economic extortion, blackmail, political threats. This is how they operate. I mean, they did it with World War II, with Germany. So, I mean, look, I mean, they declare war. By way of deception, they make it. All right, thank you. Thanks for your call. Hang in there. We'll be right back, Jim, with another call or so.
Great call.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
I guess you just can't keep a bad man down, huh? He keeps coming back like the Energizer Bunny. Got to mention Jerusalem Watch, folks. In the press from Jerusalem, I think it's very interesting that one of their banner stories is entitled Armored Vehicles Deployed in Paris as France Hit by Fresh Yellow Vest Protest. And that is something they would like to see on the streets of America, folks, from the city of Babylonian captivity worldwide. They're giving their applause to it. So we're seeing some interesting thing happen in Palestine, and very interesting to see in the case of Khashoggi, how the Israeli government provided the Saudis with the surveillance materials and ability to be able to target him and kill him, at least reportedly, anyway, the story on that. I just find this is a fascinating subject. You know, I cannot close a program if I can help it without mentioning this Jerusalem City of World Control. All right, folks, go back to the phone. Terry in Texas is up now, and I think he may be our last caller that we can bring up. Come on, Terry. Come on up.
Hey, Rick. I will try to keep it brief. Sorry to burst bubbles here, but there will be no great awakening, because even if you tell them the truth, they won't listen to it. And to give you an idea of how bad it is, how far down the rat hole, they had it's a distant linkage, but there's definitely a linkage there. They had an article today on Yahoo saying the number one earner for YouTube, the person who made the most amount of money was a kid who's 7 years old who monetized his YouTube video reviewing toys. He's 7 years old, and he made $22 million.
And that's the lead.
Incredible.
So that, yeah, I mean, that's how bad our society has become. And since you, one other point, when you mentioned George Herbert off his rocker, Bush, I'm really disappointed, Rick. I didn't get a chance to pay my respects. So are you saying it wouldn't be acceptable for me to pay my respects to go water his gravesite?
It depends on what you mean by a watering device, it may very well be apropos.
I think we have a pretty good idea, Rick. I think that's an excellent idea.
Well, I was thinking of the other end, but, you know, I won't go any farther than that. The other end of the body, yeah. I mean, it's a horrible thing.
We've covered the bases, Rick.
Yeah, I think we've covered them all. Say no more. Horrible, horrible men and women. And his son is just as evil, if not more evil, especially when they wear the pin, you know, the fish pin, and they say, I'm a Christian, I'm a Bible believer. Run as fast as you can from them, believe me.
I think the father was more evil than the son. George W. Bush is a bit of a nitwit. They really didn't trust him. Would you believe that George Herbert Walker Bush actually brought W. to Dealey Plaza during the assassination? It's shocking. You can find it in JFK, Who, How, and Why. Check it out at moonrockbooks.com. And Rick, I can't thank you enough for having me on again.
Thank you. We're out of time. Jim, we'll talk again. God bless. Take care. And Terry, thank you for your great call. Folks, we're just plain out of time. I'm sorry. But next week, a special program, even more special than you can imagine, the Pearl Harbor story again, courtesy of Tom Kimmel. Until then, you take care, God bless, and pray for us all. Thank you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.